On to item 7, update from the Chief Investment Officer on asset allocation communications. Tim.
Thank you. So we've had a number of meetings over the past year or so talking about our asset allocation, why it's different from our peers, how we expect it to operate. And some of the feedback that's come from those meetings has been largely around, we need some common sense descriptions of what the asset allocation is, what it does, how to talk about it with others. And so this is a draft of a short form description of the asset allocation, the what and how of our approach, a little bit of a description of the measures of success, and then a long form description in which we intend to place on the website. So I'm going to step through each of these a little bit, talk about what we think are the important aspects of these. But importantly, this is interactive at this point. I've prepared a draft for the board. This needs to be useful to all the board members. So this is your chance to opine, add, subtract, tell me to toss it out and start over, whatever we need to do here. Maybe I'll just step through the approach here. We have a short description here. We tried to keep this to just a couple of sentences to talk about what's different about what we do. And I think importantly in this short description here, the quote-unquote elevator pitch, we talk about our two horizons, money going out today and money that we intend to invest for the long term. And we talk about that, you know, in our approach, those are received dedicated pools of assets. So money going out now in the forms of benefit payments has a short duration fixed income portfolio that is tied out with, you know, high degree of certainty, low degree of variability. Money intended for the future, we can accept variability, we can accept the volatility of the equity markets of private equity, private credit, et cetera, because that's money that we intend to let grow for the future. And by separating the two, one does not impair the other. We won't have to sell a growth asset when we don't want to make a benefit payment. So we have taken those two functions and mentally separated them and given them dedicated pools of assets that are appropriate there. So we've got a brief description on that, on measures of success. And then on the long form, this was drafted largely on the basis of...
Tim, do you want to go through both short and long before anyone comments, or
Let me just go through the long form so I can talk about how they're different and kind of what the different audiences are, and then I'll solicit the feedback.
Okay.
So the long form is what we intend to put on the website. This was drafted in large assistance from Trustee Holcomb, and thank you for that. It is written from the trustee's perspective, so it's on the website. It would be the trustee's statement about why or how we selected this asset allocation, why we selected this asset allocation, how it works. I think importantly that trustee ownership, I think, is a powerful message, but if we're writing it from a trustee perspective, it has to be reflective of the trustee's, you know, view of this, and not just Jerry's. So
I second that.
So I think in both of these, we talk about the separation of function, the separation of, you know, money we need today versus money we invest for tomorrow. And we talk about why we took this particular course of action and kind of where we're at in this path here. So that's a quick synopsis. Let's go back to the short form and just I'd be interested to hear any feedback from the trustees. Does this make sense to you? Does it too long, too short? Do you have any suggestions?
I was going to say one thing that jumped out to me in reading the sentence in the middle. Cesare addresses the near-term needs by maintaining a portfolio of short-term assets that meet our required cash flow for monthly benefit payments stop. My immediate reaction, 2 months, 4 months, I mean, I know we're talking about 4 years here, but should we add something in there, and maybe it doesn't say 48 months, maybe it says for a reasonable period, something that goes beyond the monthly stop. But that's what struck me out of it.
Well, in contrast, I see this in perpetuity. I don't, because we're going to continually be modifying it, our allocations so that we always can meet our monthly benefit payments. So I don't want to make it sound like, well, for the next 4 years we're going to do it, and then, oh no.
Well, maybe the right answer is always.
Well, but I don't know that you need to say that. To me, when you say cash flow for monthly benefit payments, the presumption is you're talking about monthly, you know, ad infinitum. So that's just my reaction to your comment. I didn't feel like there needed to be any further definition, because monthly implies every month we're going to have that liquidity.
Okay.
But someone else may have a different opinion.
That's fine. On the, I have two things. On the long form, it said paying for the next 3 to 4 years of pension benefits.
Right.
I thought we agreed on 4 years.
It's 4 years that gets drawn down over the course of a year. So we always have a maximum of 4 years, a minimum of 3 years, and it's refreshed. So
okay.
I mean, how much of that we want to get into in the communications is an open question. And if we would simply want to say 4 years, we can do that as well.
And I think, too, part of it is having verbiage that we're not having to go back and update, because we're being so specific in it. You know, I think that it gets the, I think in the current form, that piece kind of gets the message across.
And then I do like the chart a lot, but I don't think there would be like a second chart explaining what falls under liquidity, what falls under growth, what falls under risk diversity.
In terms
whether
of
it's emerging markets.
You mean definitions?
Yeah, more definite. I don't want to do, I think this is great as a glance. I don't know if we need a second chart.
Yeah, one thing I neglected to mention is you probably noticed a sentence that reads a little funny on the preceding page. Second to last paragraph, the last sentence, our current asset allocations to each program can be found here. We intend that to be an embedded link that links to our asset allocation that'll have all of that listed there.
Yeah, that's good.
And the reason we did it as a link is that does get adjusted annually. And so, again, to Gail's comment of this would be a more of a permanent document, things that are living can be referenced elsewhere.
And would you put a link, like if you clicked on liquidity, let's say hypothetically, you would go to that section that shows what's in liquidity?
Sure. I don't see why not.
Okay.
Comment for Tim?
I like it.
Yeah, right. So do I.
Yeah. I think
good.
It's helpful.
All right.
If the board doesn't mind, I have a couple
How would you like to come and present
a couple
that
of other nits that I would be happy to. I just don't want to waste the board's time and talk
no,
about
go for it.
Hyphens and stuff like that. So
oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. How would you like to come and present that to the retiree group?
Happy to.
Okay. At the next luncheon, you will be our guest speaker.
May I check my calendar first?
Well, that's true, too. Yeah.
At an upcoming luncheon.
Yeah.
Yes.
So hopefully this gives you a few talking points. This gives you a quick synopsis, something to refer to. When you're talking to various interest groups, a quicker way of describing it. So, I mean, my thought was the short form is kind of what you have in your back pocket when you're talking with various groups. And if they say, I have more questions, you can refer them to our website. There's a longer form version there.
Yeah, so somebody will come up and they'll have a product, and of course I always refer them to you, but I can always say, well, you can look here and see where it may fit into our program.
Yeah,
right.
And we can send you a link to this as well.
Right.
Anything else?
Yeah.
All right. Good job, Tim.
Thank you.
Yeah, really good.